This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special NXT Halloween Havoc Predictions Panel episode of the BCP. Thrilled to be here with some BCP originals and the goodest sister. So please welcome in first. You know her from Kimmy Talks Wrestling, the No Holds Bar Network, Maria Kanellis' personal protege, the popbreak.com. The list goes on and on. The goodest sister, Miss Kimmy. So cool. Kimmy, what up?
Am I just an add-on? Like, this is kind of ridiculous. It's the OGs and Kimmy. The last time I checked, this is the Kimmy Culture Podcast. Oh. I think you're a guest on my show.
She's got no one to fight with today, so she comes right. Yeah, guns blazing at me. I mean, statistically, it's BCP, OG, and the goodest sister, Kimmy. I didn't mean that disrespectfully.
No. Mike, Kimmy Culture and Rob.
You don't want to be the Bob Culture Podcast featuring Kimmy Sokol. You don't want to be that.
Okay. But she is the prodigy princess. Show.
She is the prodigy princess of pro wrestling.
I like it. I like
Damn
it.
Damn right I am.
The alliteration.
Oh.
And speaking of great alliteration,
drink it in,
welcome
man.
Back to the show. He is hashtag lay editor in chief of the popbreak.com. Hashtag dad instincts. Our good friend BCP OG member, Mr. Bill Bodkin. Bill, welcome in, bro. Cheers.
Hi, I'd like you to reference me by my NXT name, Cardigan McFlannel Snort. I was thinking about going for like Bearcat, where I'm like, I'm a bear, but I'm a cat. But I think Cardigan McFlannel Snort works a lot you better for me.
That's never going away.
You didn't think I could work it in, Vac? You bet your fucking ass
you
I
are. Can. Never doubt the editor in chief, dude.
By the way, T-Bar, a little sidebar, T-Bar Mania running wild on Raw. I shed a tear. Let's hear a run for T-Bar.
All the T-Bar maniacs out there. Love it. Bill, good to see your face, man. I miss you. And please welcome back to the show. You also know him from the popbreak.com. He is another OG BCP member, the anti-smart Mr. Matt Wittes. Welcome in, brother. How are you, man?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You ready to do this thing? Are you rocking the Shameless promo t-shirt?
Oh,
there it is. That's the shot we want. Guys, available now on tpublic.com.
Was that a how you doing, a reference to our new favorite NXT superstar?
Oh, indeed. That's right.
Oh, guys. Business. I love it. Save some for the panel. I like it already. And please welcome back to the show, LeLong. A way to return of the VAC attack is back, Jack, BCP OG member and popbreak.com member, Mr. Michael Vacano. What's up, brother? How are you?
What's going on? Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Yeah, you excited to talk about this one?
Yes, I am, actually, because I'm been pleasantly surprised with the product and the brand that we're going to be talking about tonight. I will say.
Can I get a shameless plug in for Mike?
Always.
Check out Mike's review of The Many States of Newark on the popbreak.com, getting glowing reviews of the review from many a person.
Well, yes. Thank you.
My friend.
More cheap pop than that ShopRite cola they have over there. That's all right, guys. Let's talk about the NXT Tag Team Championship Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal match with MSK versus Imperium. I don't think MSK has lost really any matches. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe something leading up into this? They haven't really lost any.
No, I don't think so.
So, for that reason, I'm just going to stick with MSK. Safe bet, stay the course. What do you got, Vac?
I will say MSK, but I mean, I would like to see what kind of match this might be. I could see this maybe some kind of like, because Imperium, you know, they hold the whole match sacred. They're like very wrestling oriented. Yeah. It could be some sort of like 2 out of 3 falls match. No gimmicks, no weapons, nothing like that. It could be something like that, where it could be like, you know, saying, hey, MSK, can you hang with us? Can you out wrestle us? Can you do that kind of thing? Because they hold that whole part. So I could see it being something like that. And yes, I see MSK coming out on top because I do see someone else eventually beating them for the tag belts, but that's later on. But I'll go MSK.
Got it. Yeah, I think that's a safe pick. And great point. You mentioned that clash of styles, a lot of that technical old school Matt style taking on the super high flying. You know, I'm about it. Oh, yes. So that should be very interesting. Good as sister. I'm very curious on your thoughts for this match.
I hate Imperium. Let's get this perfectly clear. I hate Imperium. I'm not looking forward. Bill, I'm so sorry. I'm not looking forward to this match at all. I think it's going to be a submission match because, you know, Imperium, like technical wrestling, but I find it interesting that the leader of Imperium might be heading to the States kind of soon, but I'm still going to MSK.
Ah, great point. Billy Drip. I'm sorry. What was it?
I'll go. I'll leave the podcast right
no,
now.
No, I want you to stay. Wait, what, it was what? McFlanagan? What was it?
It's Cardigan McFlanagan Snorkel. You can just call me Cardi. You can call me Cardi B. That's all you want.
Cardi B, what do you got?
Man, MSK is just does not fit NXT. They really don't right now. They really don't. They came in at the tail end of that indie darling run, and now they're in the homegrown run. I like these guys a lot, but they're just not fitting in NXT, and I think they'd be better off elsewhere. And I'm not saying, please, Bill watches every Wednesday. No, I'm saying I think they'll be better off elsewhere. I think this belt is for, and Matt will love when I say this, this has Creed Brothers written all over it. But
That's what I was referring to when I said somebody else may eventually take it from them. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Bill. I just
know everything Mike's going to say because I'm a cold-hearted bastard. Imperium, they're another group that kind of like don't really fit. They're kind of a square peg in a round hole. But I do think MSK wins in a coal miners glove match.
Wow.
That was totally for Matt.
Yep. Just curious, Bill, though, do you think they don't fit like the new NXT or they just don't fit NXT at all?
I think if they had gone to NXT 2 years ago, they would have been like
right
perfect. But like they came in like towards the tail end of when they NXT was kind of not knowing what they wanted to be. And I don't think they fit the new NXT mostly because it seems everyone hates them for reasons that are rumored, but I don't think are any substantiation to it. And I just don't know if they fit. And going to the main roster, I definitely don't think they fit because they're like, it's a shame because I think they're super talented. 2 years ago, 100%. But I think, I don't know how much longer they have there, in my opinion. I have no basis of fact of that. That's just a gut feeling.
Yeah.
And wherever they go elsewhere, they will be huge stars because they're great.
Yeah, it's great.
But not everyone fits everywhere. That's not a knock on WWE. Sometimes people don't fit. You know, you sign a free agent, it just doesn't work out. So
I'm a big fan, but that's a very, very fair point. You could see them succeeding elsewhere, and they're doing great so far. So it'll be interesting to see their careers moving forward. Guys, again, in the chat, please let us know your thoughts on this match and your thoughts on MSK. Let's throw it to the Annie Smark.
Yeah, I'm with Bill on this. MSK isn't doing anything wrong on NXT right now, but Imperium is fitting that middle ground there. Creed Brothers, they've got a little ways to go before they're taking that spot and doing anything with it. MSK, maybe they've got, you know, another end game program here with Imperium before they shuffle off into the sunset, but as Bill was talking, there's rumors thing. You could hear the audible backlash on MSK. You know, they're coming out to make the hero save, and people are booing, whatever that's about. You know, another discussion entirely, but they're not lighting it on fire right now. They're having good matches, but they're not clicking in NXT right now. And it's about time.
Yeah, very, very well said, man. All right, we're tagging Nooner in. He's tagging in the goodest brother, the Rebel Heart, and Soul of the BCP. You guys can take that stool. Scooch out there, Mike.
Should I just go right here, I guess?
There's a stool right there if you guys want to switch out. Musical chairs.
This
is why we're doing that's we right.
Let Editor in Chief.
Nooner, who do you got? MSK or Imperium for the
tag? Oh, MSK, come on.
Yeah, done. This is why he's here.
Who can ask his opinion on the topic? What he thinks about MSK and the new 2.0.
Mike, you need to talk into the microphone.
Sorry, I was going to say yes.
Are we still talking about 2.0 or as far as how's it been going? Or
so we just started with the tag match real quick, and let's talk about this because I wanted to wait for you to talk about this one.
Yeah, Mike, swing the mic microphone over there.
No,
you can hear Nooner okay, guys?
Check. He sounds as good as he looks.
He smells amazing. So it smells actually. So good in here right now.
It's pretty run down.
Yeah.
Pretty. Not
we popped for that. I did want to bring this up. I text Nunes. I'm like, that promo, but yes, we love Johnny. That promo by Johnny was great. I've lost my way. You know, Indy got married. Candace is pregnant.
Austin's on Raw.
And it was such a good promo. He didn't once say Johnny Wrestling, but the crowd did. And then I text that to Nunes because he doesn't talk to me in real life off the show. And he texted
That's
me.
Sad.
And not true. And he said, he said,
it's the opposite.
He said, check out Johnny's Instagram. And it had the picture of Chadwick Boseman playing Black Panther and say, get this man a rebel heart. I popped for that. Do we think that we are going to, obviously we're getting the return of Johnny Wrestling, which I've been a big proponent of. That being said, he did everything amazing with the way. I was very wrong about that. And I'll be the first to admit that he made it fun and funny. That being said, he put it over other people. That being said, though, do we see the return of Johnny Wrestling with the Rebel Heart theme? Goodest brother.
I mean, it's short and sweet. Of course I want to. That's my alarm clock. It's my ringtone.
It is.
So, I mean, I wanted to, but, you know, we'll see as far as, like, what he does with his character, too, because that's such a good guy song that he would need to go back to, like, you know, the underdog, like the super underdog baby face. So we'll see. I hope so, though.
The momentum's there. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was going to say, like, I think it's great to see him do this now because
guys
like Tim and Ciampa and Roderick Strong, the indie vets who have like 15 to 20 plus years experience. These are the guys who are valuable for NXT 2.0 because they're getting this new generation, like, more comfortable in the ring. Carmelo Hayes, who I think is like all the upside in the world. I'm a big fan of him.
You don't miss.
Yes, exactly. When I shoot, I don't miss. Yes. He's a great person for Gargano to have a nice little like 1 month feud with for the North American belt and pull out a great match out of him. I mean, Carmelo can do it. You know, he's got all the ability, but with a guy like Gargano, it's only going to help him. And it's good for stuff like this. Good for, you know, Strong and Ciampa to do this. And
Makes a lot of sense. Good as sister. Any thoughts on the, and again, the show isn't about Johnny, but any thoughts on Johnny possibly returning? This is a big deal for us. I'm excited.
But he's going to be on the show.
It's not announced.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what we were saying beforehand. It's not announced.
Yeah, but they said he's going to be doing something with Hayes.
Of course. That's how it always works in this company. Well, I think it'll be nice for the OG Gargano fans to get that for 2 months before he signed his All Elite contract. I mean,
wow.
Good for December. You
think that's a lock that he's going to leave?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
I think having a family in Orlando, he might just be happy not traveling all the time.
I would love it too. I'm not gonna lie.
I would love to see him fight all the AEW talent because he's just gonna be putting everyone over in NXT, which is gonna be great. But
maybe he's fine making a couple hundred thou a year working in NXT 2.0 with his wife, Eric, who they built a home with and everything like that. And he's got a job working with this nice young talent and do everything like that because maybe some people, that's, I don't know.
In the words of Olmec, the choice is his and his alone. Bill, your thoughts.
Wow!
Your thoughts.
That's old school.
Showing my age. Bill, your thoughts on Johnny, almost Johnny Drifter, Johnny Gargano.
Red Jaguars.
Yeah, listen, man, if we get a little old school Johnny, that'd be great. I think that would be pretty awesome. But the question is who you put him up against. Like, is Carmelo Hayes a heel?
Yes.
Not really.
More so now.
It's tweener, but he's more so a heel now, I would think.
He cashed in on Swerve. So it would be heel catching in on heel, yes, but Carmelo Hayes is obviously playing the heel in this little, like, you know.
But I was about to say, in this case, it seems like the crowd is behind Johnny, so kind of makes Carmelo a heel by default.
And Johnny will lose.
Yeah.
Johnny will lose.
No, I'm not saying.
Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
I think you have to make people want to hate Carmelo. That's the thing.
That is true. Yeah, he is very.
You can't just throw the theme song in the paint and all the pretty stuff back on Johnny, and be like, "Whoa, he's the good guy and Carmelo's the bad guy." Where after after we saw so long of Johnny being a bad guy trying to break up America's favorite couple, and you know they are. I mean, that wedding was tremendous. So listen, any man who pulls an axe to make sure he gets married.
That wedding was way better than it had any right to be.
It was so good. No right to be any good, and it was just
Seriously.
And no, like, no funny biz.
Yeah. Did someone say Andre Chase?
Oh, guys.
You loved it, Cammy. Don't shake your head.
But it,
top yeah, five I, wrestling wedding.
They got to put a little bit of. I think this is going to be a takeover match, and I think this will.
I hope so.
This will be. I mean,
it'll be a banger.
If this is Johnny's farewell, there's no better place to happen than a takeover because he's Johnny Takeover. So let's have him go out on a shield, much like Adam Cole did. I mean, but I mean, I think he will go away for a while, regardless if he signs or not. If he
yeah, goes, so too.
You think yeah. You think paternity leave, kind of like Adam Page a little bit, or
yeah,
I think of course. So. I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Especially if they have a December baby, as I am evidence of a December baby. It's a great
thing. Me too.
Baby wrestling. Very happy for him.
Christmas Eve right here.
That's right. A lot of opportunity, obviously, for Johnny moving forward. I'm excited for him as a family man and for his career moving forward. It's going to be great. Before we go to our next match, Matt, any thoughts on Johnny Gargano?
With us or against us?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's right there. It's low-hanging fruit, but it's ripe. Yeah. I mean, now, Johnny, here's the thing. Are you going to make Johnny the face all of a sudden? It's not really all of a sudden, because once he went heel and he started the way, that devolved into, and I don't mean devolved slash evolved, into comedy. And it's a lot easier to bounce him back into that spot after we were like, okay, you're the bad guy, but we were laughing with you.
Yeah.
Not booing against you.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you had a lot of great skits. Everybody was, and you know, everybody's sufficiently sports entertained, right?
Yeah.
So
Gargano on a piano.
I love that. Just we saying. Support indie wrestling. Come on,
yeah,
man.
They can make that work. Yeah. I don't expect it to last one match. I think there's going to be a couple. Johnny no longer has the way, but Carmelo's got, you know, a trick up his sleeve.
Nice. So,
nice. I like what you did there.
Parentheses, Williams.
Yeah, that can play in. And they want Carmelo to be the cocky heel, doing it against the beloved Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Takeover, on his way out.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
Great. See, I thought they were going to be like a new Crime Time in a way, like, but it seems like they're fine with Carmelo like being the, you know, the centerpiece and Trick being the bodyguard. But I'm fine with either one, because I think, like I said, Carmelo's got all the upside. I totally think he can be as good as anybody if he gives him some more time. And in a match with Gargano, I don't know if it's going to be at Halloween Havoc or at the upcoming Takeover, but it's just going to do him, like, a 15-minute match with Gargano is going to do him like so much.
Absolutely. Goes without saying, for sure. Let's keep it moving here. Let's talk about the NXT Women's Tag Team Championship triple threat Stairway to Hell ladder match.
That's an amazing pun. I used it the other day.
Nice. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark versus Indy and Persia versus Toxic Attractions, Gigi Dolin and JC Jane, who I really, really like. We can talk about Toxic Attraction all day. I'll keep it short and sweet here. I think this is going to be a great match. I'm very excited for it.
I think
Toxic Attraction is going to be my pick to win this, because they have that momentum. I think it's a smart move right now. I like what they're doing. And guys, shut me up if you have to. But this was kind of like, and I want to be like, me. But like, I kind of thought like this was kind of like my mean girl. Yeah. Oh, I missed something. Like my mean girl's kind of idea for like the indies. Like I wanted
you
to
mean
do
the thing that was supposed to happen, but they released all three superstars that were supposed to be in this original faction. So they pulled Mandy off the main roster to redo it at NXT.
There it is.
Supposed to be Chelsea Green and who else?
That's right.
Vanessa Bourne. I forgot the other one.
Oh, wow. That's right. Yeah.
Santana Garrett.
But that being said, and just the execution I'm talking about, that would be something where they kind of come out and just like, you know, kind of not make fun of, but they're I'm trying to choose my words carefully here. They're very rude to the other superstars, whether it be the male, the female.
They're very rude.
Whether they're male, family show. It's family show. Male, female, whatever it is.
Five F bombs so far. So let's
female dogs involved.
Wow. Wow. So I'll say this. I like what Toxic Attraction is doing. I'm a big fan of it. It's similar to some ideas that I have had, and I like their execution of it. That being said, I think JC Jane is phenomenal on the mic. I'd like to see more of her on the mic, particularly. And this is finally a good fit for Mandy Rose. I think we can all agree on that.
Love the dark hair.
That being said, though, I think, and we'll talk about that match later. I think the gold is going to Toxic Attraction here. And I think these guys are going to be big time, really, really big time. I want to throw it to Bill. Your thoughts on this match?
Regardless of whom we all pick, I think it's easy to say that Io Shirai and Zoe Stark will lose the belts. NXT women's tag belts, you know, have been so snake bitten since they started them. They haven't meant much, and they have Zoe and Io have just been the odd couple tag team of can they coexist? And it's just
what? I've never seen that before. That's a new concept.
It's a concept. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's like algebra. I don't understand it, but it, you know, it took it 7 times, but you know, failed it every time. But that's why I went to writing. And I don't like Toxic Attraction.
Really?
So they don't fit. Like, I love the concept. Like, if you told me this was Gigi, like in an alternate universe, this was Gigi Dolin, Cora Jade, and Paige as this gothic mean girls, I'd be like, it works. But they're totally trying to make Fetch happen with JC Jane to be gothic.
Nice.
And they're like, let's dye Mandy Rose's hair, and she's part of it. It doesn't gel for me. I love the idea. It just isn't gelling for me. But it is a real tough call here, because it's like, who do you put in? Do you put the heels in there and you put Indy and Portia? Was it Persia?
Persia.
I always know her. I know her like she was Steph DeLander in Australia. So I have to keep reminding myself not to call her that. Real life best friends. Like, do you put the baby faces in it and the heels chase them? Or do you have the heels go and the baby faces chase them? So I'm going to go with Toxic Attraction, because Indy has had a wonderful, just stop it, Kimmy. You listen to Uncle Bill's opinions, you'll understand where I'm coming from. That Indy has had such a run, has been on such a high. You got to bring her back down, build the sympathy. We got a good match, takeover. That's where they win it, because they hot potato these tag teams all the time. Also, I think because of what's going to happen in women's main event, Toxic Attraction can't go over 2. So, and I ultimately believe that this is going to lead to Zoe and Io battling to who's going to be the next challenger for the NXT women's title, whoever that may be. And they're going to fight, because obviously they've never gotten along. So Toxic Attraction will be the winners of this match, in my opinion.
Very well said. Bill Botkin knocking it out of the park more than Pete Alonso. Let's throw it to the goodest sister, because I see you kind of shaking your head. And then when you're done, Kimmy, can you draw like a Johnny emoji on the chalkboard?
No, because I'm not that talented.
Circle hard. If I can do it, you can.
No, not that talented. Is there an injury update on JC Jane?
Oh, really?
She was fine. Okay. They said she was cleared. Nothing bad happened to her, even though it did look really bad.
Why didn't you, BCP boys, why didn't you bring that up, sirs, up there because in the corner?
Because we were waiting for you to do it. He made that excuse last time.
That's true.
I'm making go refresh my beverage while y'all argue. I'm just throwing that out there.
I appreciate you.
I got you.
I was supposed to counter Bill, and he left like Mike did. Wow. Okay, we get it. You can draw. You're an artist. Congratulations.
I'm taking it as a compliment. Matt, can Mike or Kyle get here? Because Kimmy is just trying to pick a fight with me today.
Bill, no, I've had a rough 24 hours. Okay. So I picked Indy and Persia because I feel like Indy is like the new face of the women's division, and I don't want her to kind of get lost in the shuffle, because I feel like they have a lot of hope for Indy. And now that all her friends are gone, she needs something to do.
Don't pick with your heart, Kimmy.
I'm not. If I was picking with my heart, I would pick Rollins to win this ladder match that's taking place in a half an hour. That you're making me miss.
You're welcome. I'm kidding. So you're going with Indy, final answer?
Yes, it says it on this chalkboard right there.
Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. I'm multitasking over here. Anti-smart.
On the chalkboard.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Look at this.
The Indy and Persia pick. I remember when I believed in things too, Kimmy. That's right.
Dude, the world hasn't crushed her yet. The world hasn't crushed her yet.
Yes. So. No, I mean,
you haven't gone through some corrosion yet. So
until I'm right. And then all of you are going to text me tomorrow. Wow, Kimmy, what a genius pick. Like,
I don't know.
We do that anyway. So, I mean, it's just normal Tuesday.
You know, at WWE, they managed to find a pair of tall, shapely brunettes from Australia, which is a rare thing. You're not going to find those.
Yeah, you don't see that. You don't see that either. It's very weird.
You would never let them go again, would you?
You would never let them win tag belts in another promotion
somewhere else.
Saturday.
Yes.
An iconic faction.
To marry a guy with a chair who's from Canada. It's a crazy guy.
He's a perfect 10, by the way.
That's it.
It's a tough call because the ones that I would keep the belt on is Zoe and Io. If I was running it, because I feel that they're the ones who would be carrying it the best. They're also the only ones that can afford to lose at this point, and you can do stuff with them going forward. I'm going to piggyback and go with Toxic Attraction because I think that's what they want to do.
Love it. Very well said. Vac Attack, I see you chomping at the bit over there.
No, I'm just enjoying this. I'm just enjoying the, you know, you guys.
We enjoy you.
Aww. I enjoy you as well.
So. Ain't even funny.
Where is he?
He's finding love, Bill. He's trying to get his million.
He's on Tinder. He's on Tinder.
Oh,
thank you. Yes, Tinder.
Can we sidetrack for 1 second here? Like, I look at Cameron Grimes, perfect guy. Love the guy. Wonderful. One of the guys that they took who was an indie guy and just made him into something wonderful. Why wouldn't you put a guy with the amount of charisma that I have in a toenail clipping like Von Wagner? Poor guy. You put him out there, just be like, hey, Kyle O'Reilly, let's drink a beer and lift wood in the woods. No.
Right.
You put him with Cameron Grimes. Make him be his best buddy, his nephew, his cousin.
No.
Make him get him over.
Mike, keep it down. My goddaughter's trying to sleep next door. Right?
Stop. No. Because Cameron Grimes is going to perform the greatest team ever with Tony D'Angelo. It's going to be the most awesome tag team ever. I'm going to lose my shit. Yes, I'm
going to
say it.
Sorry. And you know where it's going. It's going to.
You know what?
To the moon.
That's where it's going.
You know what, Mike?
What?
That might be the best booking idea of the last 10 years.
Look at Bill.
By the way, I'll announce it right here. I really, really dig Tony D'Angelo. I know it's kind of offensive and everything like that, but I don't care. Slipping the bills to the ref.
Slipping the bills to the announcer. The
announcer.
Say something nice here, honey. That was great.
He's got the legit amateur background, so he bullies around. You know.
I mean, if WWE was smart, they would find Nunzio. And have him be his uncle or something, or just throw him in there and do some FBI stuff. It'd be great.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to keep it going. I'm sorry, but I will say I do think Toxic Attraction. I know like their whole beautiful people is like, you know, it's kind of, you know, they're trying to go for that a little bit, but it's not quite, you know, it's trying to be like the goth crew, but not. I get it. But I'm going to go Toxic Attraction. I do think they are on the verge of something big. And now we'll go with hand in hand with the women's title match. So I don't know what we're going
to
do with that.
Nice segue. We'll get there in a minute. Let's throw it to the co-host with the most.
So I've never, when they first started Io and Zoe, it's like you guys have been saying, it's another one of those, can they coexist? And especially we know Io Shirai, it's one of the best heel turns in years. It was so seamless.
Yeah.
Zoe Stark, they were very 50-50 with her as soon as she debuted. Like she won, she lost, she won, she lost. Then they put her together and it was kind of like an excuse for Io to get out of the title picture. So they're definitely losing this match. I'm going to go with Toxic Attraction as well. I am the opposite of Bill. I actually really do dig this group. It's very different. I'm not used to seeing Mandy like this, where they're giving her mic time and she dyed her hair and everything. I get what you're saying, that you get the concept. It should be different pieces. I'm liking the way it is. I like the way it works with them. I think they're going to win this one. And this is sleeper of the night. This is going to be a very good match.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great match. I wish there weren't commercials.
Either. I could call Io doing a moonsault off the top of the ladder already.
Yeah, line drive.
She has to put a pumpkin on her head.
Yes, instead of the garbage can. Yes, it needs to happen.
For the love of God, Zoe, please hold the ladder still for her when she does it, though.
Kimmy, oh, my God, Kimmy, please.
Kimmy, I don't care who wins this match. If she does a moonsault with a pumpkin on her head, that's all I care about.
Actually, yeah, if that happens,
then we all win.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't care who. Yeah, we all win at that.
I love that.
That's your peanut butter cup. Everything else in the trick-or-treat bag can be almond joy. It's fine.
I love Tom and Joy. Don't insult my
father's favorite kids. Oh, you're that guy.
That
okay.
hurts. You can give them all to me.
All right.
Oh, Matt always had a way of putting things so I could understand them.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's keep it moving here.
That's great, Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, boy. All right, guys, we're having too much fun. Let's keep it going here. Let's do that little segue. Let's talk about the NXT Women's Championship. Spin the wheel, make the deal match. Man, I want Shotzi when I say that. I just want Shotzi to come back. And
yes! Yes!
Right? Yes! Makes sense. Have Shotzi come back.
LA Knight. I know he's your buddy, Matt, but it's Shotzi.
Shotzi should be the Dick Clark of...
Yes, I like that. You're out here first.
Rob, you have to clip this. Tweet it at Shotzi. Make it happen.
What's the hashtag? Shotzi, make Shotzi. Oh, I don't know. Think of a clever hashtag.
No, just fucking Halloween habit.
Just tweet it.
Give Shotzi a shot.
No one follows me on Twitter, but I'll try. Mm. Shotzi a shot.
Okay. Hit me with your best Shotzi.
Hirsch, so good. All right, let's talk about
take her to Hershey Park.
Raquel Gonzalez versus Mandy Rose. Mike, I'm just going to boomerang it right back to you because I think I know where you're going on this one. Who is walking out with the NXT Women's Championship in whatever kind of crazy match?
If it doesn't happen at Halloween Havoc, it's probably going to happen like 2 weeks after. Mandy Rose will be the next NXT Women's Champion because Raquel. If PWI was it 150 came out, Raquel.
Can't wait to read that.
Okay, Raquel was number 10 for anybody at home. She was number 10 in the top 10. And
good for her.
Yes, it was totally earned. I'm like, if she was barely in the top 10, which I'm like, oh, that's kind of like, okay. But she earned it. She's had an amazing year coming with War Games last year. She's ready, I think, because Raw or SmackDown needs a couple new women for each brand. I could see her, if she loses this belt at Halloween Havoc, maybe like in a tables match, like something cheaply where she doesn't get pinned, but maybe like something where Toxic Attraction comes out and helps Mandy slam her through a table, be something like that. Then I can see Raquel maybe being a mystery entrant in the Women's Rumble, maybe eliminating like four or five people, getting to like the final four, not winning, but still making a statement, kind of like Rhea Ripley did a couple years ago when she joined up. But for this event,
that's a great pick, Mike.
Raquel's ready. I mean, she's got the size, she's got the look.
Big mommy cool.
She could compete. She could be a physical threat to somebody like Shayna Baszler or Charlotte or Rhea or something like that. Like she's got, and she can work as a face or a heel. Like you saw with the Dakota Kai turn, how well she transitioned from heel to face. And I think she'll be really successful and do very well with that. So, but for this one, I'm going Mandy Rose.
Yeah, I'm going to copy and paste, man. I'm going to go Mandy Rose as well. Congrats to Raquel. You know, I've been a big fan of her for a long time, always putting her over on this show. But I'm going to say it's time for a change. And Mandy Rose with the momentum right now.
Enough's enough. It's time for a change.
Owen Hart.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to hear that siren go off. Yes.
Nugget.
Wow.
I'm not going to go in the.
And guys, again, let us know in the chat who you got.
He was one of my favorites. Rest in peace.
But yeah, I think Mandy Rose is going to walk out with the NXT Women's Championship. And like Mike said, maybe Raquel. I hate, you know, it's like we always talk about, like, we're trained to think a certain way. Like, when's this person going to turn or change or da-da-da or get called up? Like, I feel like we always say that, and we are kind of trained to think that way a little bit with this product. And that being said, I do think Raquel could be called up or laterally or however you guys want to call it. That being said, I based on my predictions, I see Toxic Attraction, maybe because I'm very high on them, walking out with all the gold.
Yeah.
So does I'll throw it to Kimmy because she's shaking her head no at me. Kimmy's, which I'm very, like, used to.
Kimmy is big mad.
I'm used to it. Go ahead.
You get a lot of heat from the ladies, Rob.
So if not you true. Look at my beautiful chalkboard of my predictions, there it is. Raquel Gonzalez. Okay, so here, Rob, there's a couple issues here. Number one, when has WWE ever had a whole faction besides the Shield win all the gold in one night?
Evolution.
The Armageddon. But that was 2003, Evolution. So
that ain't happening. Yes, but that was 15 million years ago, so they're not going to do it. All right, so that's first.
You were barely born, Kimmy.
We get
You're
it.
You're right. I was
in the mirror every day. I don't need you to tell me. Mom.
You were two when what happened?
In 2003, I was two.
When Evolution won all the gold in one night.
Oh, that's when I stopped watching.
But we digress. Kimmy,
I wasn't watching it then either.
Go ahead, Kimmy.
Anyway. What, you're trying to be the Four Horsemen, Triple H, but it failed. Failed.
Worked out great for everybody but him.
Motherfucker. What?
Oh, hey, I didn't go that far.
Hey, Mark Jindrak guest wrote on the popbreak.com, so I got to stand that guy.
Nice. And I met
that's
him.
That's fair, yeah.
I met him. He's a cool dude. Anyway, before I was really interrupted. Yeah, I know. Did you see the picture of me and him sitting next to each other? He's like this tall.
Anyway. You're popping so many names. I love it. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. It's like I work with these people on the daily. Second problem, I don't think Mandy's ready for a title. She's not ready.
But will she be booked to win the title?
No.
No? Okay. There you go.
Frankie Monet. Do we all remember who Frankie Monet is?
I do. They don't use her.
Well, first off, don't make me cry on this podcast about the use of my girl Taya Valkyrie in NXT, because it is a fucking sin. Because she should, I mean, they don't believe in her.
It's apparent, man. They should have a pay-per-view called Monet in the Bank. That's just me.
Nice.
Crickets. Crickets.
Oh, man. Monet in the Bank and Daniel Monet needs to come back.
I will honor my wife, though,
because one of her favorite movies is Clueless. She's a full Monet. It's like the painting. See, away it looks pretty, but up close it's just a big old mess.
Oh, we are off the rails. Bill, save us, please. Save us, Bill.
Wow. I do weddings, but I don't do divorces.
Womp womp.
Rob will make a joke, and I'm going to stop him before he does that.
He doesn't. He already did, brother. I heard it in his head.
You know what I say? Go to therapy. And
Bill's MVP.
Why do you think I live here?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I can't take him out for pizza, you know. So
it's true.
No way BMC, Big Mommy Cool, is gonna lose this one, because we're getting these vignettes of this person with the shovel and this mystery person, and that mystery person is gonna be the challenger for Raquel. Mandy Rose I think she's always been kind of underrated in WWE. She started out as just like, oh, here's another pretty face. But everyone quickly learned she can go.
Better than Marie could ever hope to be. I'm just going to say that.
Shots fired.
It
goes without saying.
Ripcord knee strike is just a work of art. But I think this person who's going to come back, and which I think could, you know, has the potential to be Dakota Kai coming back, new version of Ember Moon. I don't think there's anyone coming back to NXT from the main roster, as even the people undrafted have roles like a Mia.
I have a theory about that, but I'll get to that later.
Well, we'll get to one in a second. And it's just, I think that person's going to come out, and that's going to be the next challenger. And I think she's going to have a few more challenges before that main roster move. I do agree with Mike. Raquel is a lock for the Women's Royal Rumble. She's going to get that Kane/Diesel moment where she's going to knock the crap out of a lot of people. Mandy Rose is a good big show stop for her. And ultimately, she will be the mouthpiece and front woman for the NXT Women's Tag Title, Tag Team Champions, I'm sorry. And she will go to face on this mystery person, which I don't think is a dude. A lot of people saying it was going to be Ricochet. No.
Or what I told you, who I told you it was.
Go ahead. Real quick, one word answer. Bill, your pick. Who is, I know you put a lot of possibilities. Who is the mystery person?
Captain Coda, Dakota Kai.
Like it. Kimmy, who's the mystery person? One word answer.
I told Bill Elias and he wanted to kill me, so I'll go with Dakota Kai.
That is many words. Let's throw it to Mike. What do you got?
Damn, I didn't know I had a word count. I have a word count in school, not on podcasts.
Oh, I don't know who's coming in, but I did say Mandy Rose.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Who do you think is the mystery person?
Oh, the mystery person. Okay. Dakota Kai. Sure. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Nooner, go ahead.
What, with the mystery person?
Mystery person, and then your pick as well.
So I'm going to pick it. I agree with Mike that Mandy Rose will get it, but not at Halloween Havoc. I think she's going to get it eventually. I think Raquel picks up this win. I think Toxic Attraction are going to interfere, and they're going to help Mandy Rose. But at the end of the day, Raquel's going to win, and I think the mystery person is going to be Scarlett.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Look at the reaction. Oh, wait, isn't the next takeover usually War Games?
It is, but I don't think
TakeOver is a thing anymore.
Yeah, I think they got rid of TakeOver for the rest of the year. Because
the pay-per-views are on Saturdays now for the main rounds. It's confusing.
Listen, the only time I mention AEW, Tony Khan, if they're not doing War Games anymore, just fucking buy it.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah,
why not? That's a good concept. Their steel cage is essentially War Games anyway.
What did they call the match between Inner Circle and
Blood and Guts?
Blood and Guts.
They tried calling it the Match Beyond, but that was the War Games tag. So,
But yeah, I think the mystery opponent, Scarlett.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick. I'd be so excited to see her. Very interesting pick. Yeah, I also hear that they're repackaging Cross yet again. We won't go down that that road, but
he wasn't on Raw.
Insert comments here on the chat, guys. Please share the stream. Shameless promo, Matt.
You know who was on Raw?
Seth Rollins.
T-Bar Mania.
There it is.
And that's never going away ever, and it shouldn't.
That's it. T-Bar. T-Bar number one. T-Bar Mania.
Who don't love tea?
There it is. All right, Matt. You've been waiting very patiently. Your thoughts on this one and Big Mommy Cool?
It is. We're getting down to shit or get off the pot with Raquel Gonzalez here. The question is whether it's a long 93 or 94 days from here till Royal Rumble, or whether it's a short 90 some odd days. I wanted to say Mandy Rose going into this, but I think it's a longer 3 months than I had given it. Mandy probably is the next one coming into it. Right now, somebody's going to knock Raquel off. It's just not going to happen tomorrow.
Wow.
I'm going with Raquel.
Who's the surprise?
Yeah, I'm surprised my own self.
Yeah.
I switched up during the 14 conversations we've had here.
Yeah, we're all over the place. Who's the surprise return? Who do you got, man?
I got nothing. I think that shovel is a stagehand working shift 10.
And yeah.
Probably. That's all I see out of it.
By the way, if it's not Dakota Kai, she's gone. Mm-hmm.
Gone.
From WWE.
Wow. Really?
Okay. I think they let her contract expire.
Which would be a shame.
Oh, really?
Or it should be Tegan Knox, maybe.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Right. She's going to one of the other two.
Interesting.
Smack down.
We do want to talk about this. The debut. I'm going to say it wrong. The debut. Is it Solo Sikoa? Is that correct?
Yeah, you got it.
Solo Sikoa.
Solo going to be facing in maybe a squash match?
If it's a squash match, it doesn't matter.
Johnny Nobody. Kona Reeves. That's who he's fighting.
Johnny Everybody.
I think Kona Reeves is gone, right?
But they're going to bring him back for this match and then let him go.
Like Kona, brother.
He's one of the Anoa'i family members.
Yeah, he's the
Uso's younger brother, right?
Yes. Yeah.
He was Sefa Anoa'i, and he's real good.
And if you're if you're in that family, you don't work a regular 9-to-5. You're a wrestler. It's what it is. So.
That's how it be. Or you're in a Fast and Furious movie.
They did whiff on not bringing in Jacob Fatu, but Sefa's he's very, very good.
Yeah,
he's not long. By the way, I don't think he's very long for NXT.
Yeah. Before we get to our main event, guys, I did want to shout out Joe Gacy real quick. Shameless promo. Seriously, former guest of the show. I'm not getting political or anything like that. Nunes and I sat down and we watched him sitting in the middle of the ring with a chair, cutting a promo by himself. And he is known for his in-ring work.
Him, yeah.
And he nailed that promo.
I'm glad
he got a very big reaction.
Very well deserved.
Many news outlets covered it. He almost, I wouldn't say got canceled, but they almost did and then undid it, kind of a thing. But he's
such thing as bad publicity.
There it is, man.
I told him how to park in Asbury Park. Come
on. It's like, and him coming out now with this new persona has been amazing. He used to do the backhand spring cutter. Now he does it because no one can do a cutter except Bill's personal favorite. Right there. But that being said, he does the lariat. That's for you, bud. All the love.
Does he do a handspring into a lariat?
Yeah. Which I like.
Honestly, it's still
Better move.
Looks great.
I like it.
It shows off his athleticism. He's a bigger dude.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's a 250-pound dude. He's still be able to do a handspring. So it's still.
But I just wanted to shout him out. He's killing it in that role, in my opinion.
Right to censor. It's 2021.
It's the last thing I expected from him.
And I really thought he was going to win the match against Ciampa and to be in the main event. I was like, that would have been fun.
To take the fall.
Yeah, to take the fall, but to be
in the if it was eventually a triple threat. But I do got. Can I add one more thought for the main event? Diamond Mind. I'm actually really digging Diamond Mind.
I am too, yeah.
And
Ivy Nile is going to be the one, in my opinion.
Yes, she's going to be a big deal. She's, once they introduce her,
yes.
She's going to be a big deal.
They got her
she's the one who's going to throne Raquel.
Ooh. Possibly.
Damn right she is. And Marina loves Ivy. Before she even debuted, she's like, Kimmy. Marina's here. Yeah. She's like, Kimmy, you're going to like her. And I do.
By the way, Maria Shafir killed it at Bloodsport. Way to go, NXT.
Damn right she did.
I'm going to play
a little harder with her a month ago.
That's going to be a great contrast, too, because she's like a foot and a half taller than Ivy Nile. But yeah. Ivy Nile is probably strong enough to pick up Raquel and squat her a couple times.
I think she is, actually.
Go off.
Oh, man. I'm excited.
Ivy Nile is.
I've been putting that in my brain, Bill.
Will be a huge star for NXT.
Yes, she will.
I got to say, I want to play Fantasy Booker here because they got Ivy Nile for the women's division. They got the Creed Brothers for tag. And Roderick for cruiserweights, if they're still gonna do cruiserweights, but there's no real head of the group. And if I was NXT,
Malcolm Bivens,
he's the mouthpiece.
Malcolm Bivens, I love that guy.
Yeah, personally, the guy who I think would be perfect to come down to NXT from the show and lead that would be Cesaro. And I would love to totally see him come down here, be another veteran guy like Ciampa and Gargano and Roderick, and be like working with them. He fits. With the mouthpiece and the jacket and like no nonsense, hard hitting, rough lifestyle. We're coming in here. We're beating people up. We're winning. We're taking everything. And he's a guy who could have some great matches with eventually Braun Breaker, with Von Wagner, trying to help them up, the bigger sized guys.
The guy I think he would... not tapped into is Suzuki, who's the other coach. And guys, he's the truth. He's real good. And when they break him, when they break that glass and put him in,
wow, great points. And I'm glad you guys brought that up. That should be exciting to see. And let's talk about it, Bill. I know this is why you were on this podcast tonight. The NXT championship match, Tommaso Ciampa taking on Braun Breaker. That's a thumbnail right there, guys. You know, NXT 2.0, Nunes, I saw you prepping for it, man. You're just like, you it was almost like you were just ready to accept whatever happened. And it's been surprisingly enjoyable thus far.
I was ready for major changes. I was like, well.
Remember, what's on AEW this week?
Yeah, I was like, you know.
First off, don't ever change that opinion.
There it is.
But I've been pleasantly surprised with 2.0. I love the new set. I love the way the ring is. I love everything about it. I like that they debuted a lot of people like right off the bat, and then they've kind of calmed down with it and like they're letting it all sink in. Not every character has been a hit.
Yeah.
But there's been more hits than misses, in my opinion. I've been enjoying it. But yeah, so
very well.
Maybe
said,
I'm a Wade Barrett fan, but I really dig Duke Hudson too. I just like his.
I like his swag.
I like his flipping the poker chip to the guys. Say better luck next time.
We could go on and on, but like you said,
Tony D'Angelo.
There's a lot of hits.
Someone say Andre Chase.
Yeah, there's so many. Mm-hmm. But Andre let's talk Chase. About Tommaso Ciampa.
Out of here with that.
You said it twice, by the way.
I know. I would. You listen. You know what Nunes does. The next podcast we do about NXT, you better have that fucking sweater he has. I want you wearing the sweater.
He does. He does.
You would be the biggest fraud in the world because
that's
you know.
Fine.
Listen, you would have a lot of bravado if you wore it, and that's an inside joke for anyone knows who that fucker
bravado,
was.
Right?
Exactly.
Wow, there it is. There it is.
All right, Bill. Don't shake your head, Kimmy. You're loving all of us.
Listen, Bill, we've evolved, right?
That's right. I see what
nice,
you did there.
Nice.
All right, Bill.
La-boom.
NXT Championship match. This is why you came on tonight. You want to talk about the greatness.
Hush your butt. Shut your mouth. All right, let me go to Step Brothers. And
shut your mouth.
We got a whole stupid man thing going on here. Because here's what I think. Braun Breaker. Fucking worst name ever.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Whole name. He is, call him Rex Steiner. It was built for you. It was there for you. He literally is a Steiner. I grew up, like when I started watching wrestling, when I first discovered the NWA, which became WCW, the Steiner brothers were my favorite tag team, still are my favorite tag
team. They're in my top for me. I love them.
Oh yes.
Go watch them versus Gordy and Williams. Watch them versus Legion of Doom. I don't give a shit if you watch anything they did in WWE because it wasn't that good. Watch all their stuff.
Hey.
It wasn't that good. Come on.
The Steiner Bulldog is still one of my favorite.
Their matches teams. Against the Head Shrinkers, it was one of the highlights of nine. The only highlight of nine.
Watch them versus the Legion of Doom at Starcade, where they did the round robin tournament. The Head Shrinkers there. The Samoan SWAT team, better match. It was their fantastic, one of the best tag teams of all time. They did a match with Bam Bam Bigelow and Vader. Amazing. So when I saw Rex Steiner, I'm not even calling this fucking NXT name. It's so bad. It's horrible. And it's just when I saw him, and like he is literally his father physically, his uncle verbally.
However, it's wild.
And I'm watching him in three matches. I sat there and I'm just like, this guy is the future. He is the best thing in WWE right now for me. For me. Maybe not for everyone else. You could like other people. You could like Seth Rollins. You could like whoever. I don't care. For me, it's the Steiner, the son of Steiner. He is great. And he will be great. However, he's not going to win this match because he could win. Now, there's a chance he could win it. However, bringing up your boy, Joe Gacy, I have a feeling because it's WWE, we are getting a fucked finish and we are going to get Joe Gacy and his boy, Harlan, the artist formerly known as Parker Boudreaux, they are going to interfere in this match, and we're going to get a non-finish. Why are we going to get a non-finish? Because Harlan, formerly Parker Boudreaux, is going to eventually be the person who dethrones Tommaso Ciampa. Meanwhile, Rick Steiner's son is going to face off with Joe Gacy. We're going to get some good stuff there. And if we do, in fact, have an NXT takeover for WrestleMania, it will be Parker Boudreaux, Rex Steiner, because I hate their NXT names. They will be going at it because that is the money match. Wow. Rick Steiner's son in the chase is the fucking money. Can I see Tommaso Ciampa dropping it to Rick Steiner's son at Halloween Havoc? Yes. However, I think a better play would be this long con.
Yeah, I think so too.
On a bigger stage, we put it on. I mean, hell, WrestleMania is going to be 2 days. Why not put it on WrestleMania? These guys put it on WrestleMania.
Wow.
Hey, Vince McMahon, wear your balls. I'm challenging. Put an NXT title match
grapefruits.
On WrestleMania.
The genetic jackhammer.
Wow.
Wow. Jackhammer.
Where's the grapefruits?
But anyway, I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to get a non-finish to this match.
Wow, I could very much see that happening, Bill.
And that's also why I didn't watch Becky versus Sasha, that SmackDown run over, because I didn't believe WWE would do a real finish, because that's what they've trained me to believe.
Oh, Bianca Charlotte was so good in the finish.
Bianca Becky.
Yeah.
No, sorry, Charlotte.
Such a good match. I was into it, but then that finish. I digress. I'm going to go the other way, Bill. I'm going to say with this changing of the guard in NXT, first of all, so happy to see Ciampa with the championship.
Yes, back with Goldie.
I was not expecting that at all. And I'm so thrilled to see him have that other title reign. He's killing it right now. But in my mind, he is there. And I hate to say it because I love Ciampa so much. Yeah. I think he's there to lose the title to Bron Breakker, and this changing of the guard and this new face and champion of NXT, a guy who's big, who can talk on the mic, a guy who has that legacy. It makes sense on paper. There's a way of thinking we've been kind of trained to understand here, and I'm going with that logic. I kind of wish Mueller was on this podcast because he's very good at that WWE booking. Bless you, sir. You only get one more.
Kimmy and him would be a 2-hour argument over this match.
Oh, it's right. Yeah, we'll save that for the AEW panels. But I'm going Bron Breakker on this one to walk out of Halloween Havoc with the NXT Championship. Nuna, do you agree with me? I saw you nodding your head a little bit.
I would text him.
So I agree with Bill as far as Rick's. I think Rick Steiner's son is a better name than Bron Breakker. If they called him Rick Steiner's son, I think that'd be better. But
former fullback for the Baltimore Ravens. It's true.
Yes.
So even the first episode of 2.0, when they put Von Wagner in the main event, I thought they were going to give Von Wagner the title because I was like, you know what? Why not? It's a whole new change. It's a whole new guard.
Why not?
I think Bron Breakker is going to win it, but not here. I think Ciampa hangs on to the belt and he's going to chase it for a little bit longer. I think it's still a little too early. I was telling Rob, I am going to show him parts of Halloween Havoc 98 when Rick Steiner had a great showing because he hasn't seen a lot of Rick Steiner. So we might watch that after this, but
we watch stuff together. We just don't talk.
Halloween Havoc.
We don't talk through it. Yeah.
We don't talk.
Halloween Havoc 90s, Steiner Brothers versus the Nasty Boys.
Ooh. Okay. All right. I'll keep that in mind as well, but I'm going to go with Ciampa. He's back with Goldie. It's great to see him with the belt. It's great to see him get the shine. I think the way he lost the belt, it's a shame with neck surgery and everything. I'm glad that he was able to get it back and have this one last run with it. I don't think Breakker wins it here. I think Ciampa takes home the win. And I think that wherever, I don't know if they're going to have a takeover or whatever, but I Bron Breakker will get it eventually.
Yeah. Great point, Vac.
I see Ciampa winning. I see it being like, he knows he can't outpower him. He's younger and he's bigger. Can't outpower him, so maybe he gets him some kind of wrestling move, like small package or something like that, and technically beats him. And then, like you said, Bron Breakker's ridiculous, and I could see the name is ridiculous, I should say. I know they want to position him to be like the top young face of this new NXT 2.0. Obviously, this is why he's in this spot. But I could see him laying out Ciampa after Ciampa tries to shake his hand or something afterwards, and then saying, you know what? Bron Breakker? Bullshit. I'm son of Rick, nephew of Scott. I'm Rex Steiner. I don't have to.
I'll shit my pants.
I would love to see that. Like,
I will literally shit myself.
I don't think he's going to say
it's not. Scott. I don't. This really is like again. This is again me playing fantasy.
I'm going to ask for video proof.
Fuck it. I'll get it.
This is just me playing fantasy booker. I can see him being, you know what? I don't have to wait my turn. I'm a Steiner. I don't have to do this. You know what? I'm coming for myself. I'm here and I'm better than everybody else here and kind of being on his own and just going in and fucking wrecking people.
His uncle will hunt you down.
Does he say, I'm better than you and you,
and know, you know it?
No, man. I'm joking.
No, he says, if you want to fight me, bite me.
No, he's going to say, holla if you hear me.
No, yes, that's it. That's it.
Want some? But come get some.
I would, Mike, for you.
Yes.
What would you think if they brought in Scott Steiner for a limited like tag team type thing
with Scott or Rick?
Scott, no. Rick is a very successful real estate agent in the Hotlanta area. What happens if they brought Scott back to NXT just for to help tag with him against say like Harland and a Joe Gacy? Would you be down for that?
No. Because even when he 20 years ago, when he was nearing the end of his prime, he was not that great anymore. I'll be honest with Scott Steiner. No, I could see him basically like hyping up the fact that this is Rex Steiner. This is, I don't think they're going to change his name. That's again, it's wishful thinking. But hey, this is Rex Steiner. My uncle and my father are one of the greatest tag teams in history. I've got lineage. And you know what? It almost being like, I hate to say this, like our new Randy Orton saying like, I'm the third next generation. I'm bred into this business. That automatically makes you better than you. But he's not Randy Orton. I know you hate Randy Orton himself, but this guy's ready to go. Yeah. But I'm just saying, the stone face on you was like, bottom line is Ciampa's winning. I'll pass it to somebody else.
Yeah, let's. I was going to say, I would pay to see a Scott Steiner promo in 2021.
Wow. All right, let's throw it to Matt because Matt's been waiting very patiently. Go ahead, bro.
You know, 24 hours ago, I would have, my mindset was ground control to Major Tom, get off the launch pad because we're strapping a rocket to the Steiner kid's ass and sending him straight up.
Mike, where are they sending him to?
Yeah, where?
Nice.
That's why I didn't say it, because he's got it.
That's it.
But no, it's still a little early, and you can do more stuff with him without the belt right now than by putting it on him this early. He is far and away the best thing they got going. I mean, they're trying. They've got some hits. They got some misses. Von Wagner's thing is that he looks like a caveman, but looks like less of a dork if you put him next to Kyle O'Reilly.
Who never sold beer before in his life.
Yes, by comparison. Cora Jade's thing is that she's 20 years old and her boyfriend gets beat up. I mean, that's the whole shtick so far. That's what they're doing with
and
her.
And she skateboards.
And she skateboards for
about... We're the same age, though.
Somewhere Mark Andrews is like, I hate my life.
But, you know, a Braun Breaker, you know, Bronson Rex Steiner, however we go with it, he's their guy. But in this bridge between the old NXT and the new NXT, Tommaso Ciampa still checks off the boxes from both worlds. He still looks like a Frank Frazetta painting. I swear, when he came out wearing the jacket, I thought he was wearing an airbrush T-shirt underneath. He still gets a hell of a reaction out of the crowd. Everybody's behind him. Everybody loves the guy. You know, he brings that ass kicker thing that Raquel does, that you want him to be the face, you want him to be the heel. Doesn't matter. He can do both because that's what Albert.
Oh gosh. For our audio listeners, Kimmy wrote Rollins one on the board. I'm sorry, Matt.
Yeah, and then he probably cut a promo where it sounded like he had an adenoid problem. And
he's with Becky Lynch, so he wins automatically. Just saying.
Yes. So Ciampa is the guy who
the man's man.
Because NXT 2.0 is something different. You need to establish it as being serious. He's your guy. He's going to hold on to it.
Great point. All right, Kimmy, take us home. I know I've never seen Kimmy so happy. She's literally like sliding around in her chair, doing circles, very happy. Kimmy, real quick, take us home because people are waiting for the stream. What do you got?
Wow. Do you know I still have to go through my shameless promo at the end?
Oh, you know what? We'll just put it in the links. How about that? We'll save everyone the time.
Okay, you know what? Now I'm going to take longer, Rob. So
don't tell me. Tell the people.
Yeah, we'll just fall asleep on you.
All of our listeners. Hi, Mom. Go ahead.
What good. Hi, Rob. I think this match is going to be splendtastic. And you know what? Splendid. I think Ron... Yes, Bill.
I like it.
That is a word.
Unless I like it.
I have an English degree. That's not a word.
Sensationalistic.
I think Braun Breaker's going to win. I think Braun Breaker's going to be the face of NXT 2.0 with the title. That's what I think for this match. That's all.
Done. All right. Short and sweet.
Deal.
I love heel Kimmy.
Short and sweet, just like Kimmy.
Did I mention Seth Rollins won?
And yeah, he it on the chalkboard. Title?
He does. Kimmy's so happy right now. All right, guys, people waiting in the stream. And guys, again, if you are watching this, let us know your picks in the chat. Again, subscribe to the BCP YouTube channel. Follow the popbreak.com. A lot of us work over there. We get to do some great things with lay editor in chief, Bill Bodkin. Bill, tell us about the Pop Break real quick. We'll get out of here.
Go check out the popbreak.com every single day, talking about movies, television, music, pop culture, anime, pro wrestling, all sorts of great stuff at the Pop Break on Twitter, at the Pop Break on Instagram. Our Facebook got hacked, so those guys. Oh. I am the co-host of Socially Distanced Podcast, which drops every single Friday. We're doing a killer Halloween panel this Friday on Anchor, Google, Apple, and Spotify at Socially Distanced. Or you can just type in Bill Bodkin on Spotify and you'll find me. Yeah, pretty great.
Like a pro. I love it. Matt, tell us what you got.
20 years.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at @AntiSmark. That's AntiSmark with two A's, where I mostly just post pictures of barbecue and argue with the heroes of my past. And you can find me at popbreak.com, talking about wrestling, movies, TV, comics, and other assorted nerdery.
It's thepopbreak.com, so check out, put the in front of popbreak.
Nerdery.
I like nerdery. That's my new favorite word. Kimmy, what do you got?
Oh, I thought I was last. Okay. Hi.
No, it's okay. I got nothing to say. Go ahead, Kimmy.
I write for
Pop Break. I write for Pop Break sometimes. That's all. And I live next door to these guys. That's about it. Kimmy, go.
Hi. I write on the Pop Break. I'm also on the No Holds Barred Network. I also work with wrestlers. I'm here every month. Check out Warriors Wrestling 2. You could check out Kyle on Twitch. I do stuff too. And Women's Division Wednesday on Ring of Honor is cool. That's it.
That's it, guys. Warriors of Wrestling, November 13th. Get your tickets now. We just had an interview with Joe Bellini earlier today. That'll be airing tomorrow night.
That's
after.
Amazing. That's my boss.
Amazing collection as a teaser.
Yeah, great collection.
Yeah, that collection was amazing. Of what?
And a great match.
You'll see.
It's going to be amazing.
Of souls? Maybe.
He's not the Undertaker.
Everybody.
He's not the Undertaker.
I guys, thank you. You. It's not that.
Guys, thank you for doing this. This was a super fun one. And
you're all very beautiful.
It is. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.